But what about those who have strayed from the shepherd? What efforts are being made to search for them? How can we help them to return to Jehovah's loving arms? Please pay careful attention to this final talk on today's program. It is entitled, Jesus Came to Seek and to Save What Was Lost. And it will be given by Brother Rodney Jung, a member of the Bethel family and part of the Canada Branch Committee. Brother Jung, we are eager to hear what you have to tell us.
First of all, brothers and sisters, it's a pleasure for Heather and I to be with you at your regional convention here in Red Deer. And we brought along a great big load of love from 550 members of the Bethel family to you, brothers and sisters, here. When Jesus was 12 years old, his parents probably, as we say, had the worst nightmare of their life. We saw in our video, they lost the Messiah. What are we going to do about that? You can imagine the distress. 3 days, they look in the biggest city in the country, and they can't find him. Finally, frantically, they find him after searching for those 3 days. And remember what Jesus' mother, Mary, says? Child, why did you treat us this way? Here your father and I have been frantically looking for you. Joseph and Mary continued their search until they found Jesus. Our Heavenly Father feels the same way about those who have strayed from the organization. He wants to find them. He's searching. Please, open your Bible to Ezekiel 34, and we'll read the first half of verse 16. Ezekiel 34, first part of verse 16. Notice Jehovah's feelings. I'll give you lots of time to look it up. The lost one I will search for. The stray I will bring back. The injured, I will bandage. And the weak, I will strengthen. Jehovah has deep, deep compassion for his sheep. What about Jesus? Does Jesus feel the same way? Let's take our Bible to Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19, and we'll look at verse 10. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. Jesus did just that. We can learn a lot about how Jesus handled things, his conduct, his actions, that can help us as we help inactive ones come back to the organization. And friends, the urgency of this need is even more important each day that passes, because we know where we are in the stream of time. There is great urgency. Each day, we're going closer to the Great Tribulation. This brings us to two questions that we're going to look at. What efforts are being made to search for the stray sheep? Second, What can we do to help them return to Jehovah's loving arms? Jehovah never gave up in his search for the sheep. Jehovah is a kind, kind Father. Just think back, time of the creation of man and woman. Imagine you think of Jehovah, he made the earth, put thousands of years into the creative days and made the animals and the dry land and the mountains and all of those things. And then he made a special place on earth that was a paradise. It must have been perfect, incredible. And just in a few little blinks of time in his mind, the first two humans turn against him. Could you imagine how that hurt? But in all of that, in that same human day, Jehovah makes an arrangement to bring all of his sheep that he knows are going to be born in the future, bring them back to him. Wow. He's so kind. He's so loving. It's good for us to think about a couple of illustrations that Jesus made and gave that help us to see how we respond to those who want to return to the organization. So this time, let's look at Luke chapter 15. You can put your marker there because we're going to go back and forth to these verses. And you'll look at the first few verses, 1 to 7. You see the illustration of the man who lost one sheep. And then starting in verse 8, the second illustration of the woman who lost the drachma coin. Let's take a look at verse 4, Luke chapter 15. What man among you with 100 sheep, on losing one of them, will not leave the 99 behind in the wilderness and go after the lost one until he finds it? Did the shepherd think, well, I still have 99? No. He went after that lost sheep. Let's take a look at verse 8. The woman with the drachma coin. Or what woman who has 10 drachma coins, if she loses one of the drachmas, does not light a lamp and sweep her house and search carefully until she finds it? Did the woman say, well, I still got 9 left? Oh, no. No, she made the effort to search for that coin. What's the point here? Human life is worth far more than one sheep or one drachma coin. And if we would go to that extent to find that, what about humans? Humans who can serve Jehovah God. They valued what was lost, and they both searched for it. Now you'll notice in verses 4 and 8, there is one word that is in common. One word, and it's near the end of both verses. How long did they search? It says, until. That's the operative word. Until they found it. Yes, Jehovah wants to find his sheep. He wants to bring them back. That concern of the shepherd and the woman really illustrate Jehovah's deep feelings for those who have strayed from his organization. He views them not as a lost cause, but as lost sheep. They remain precious to him. Now, if you take a look at verse 6 and verse 9, what's the principal concern? Well, in verse 6, the shepherd finds the sheep. What does he do? He goes to his friends and neighbors, rejoice, I've found my sheep. And in verse 9, the woman with the drachma coin, when she finds it, she goes to her neighbors and says, rejoice with me, I've found the drachma coin. So what's the point here? Jehovah doesn't try and find the sheep to punish the sheep that went astray. It's to share the joy. He's so happy this sheep has returned. That's really Jehovah's principal concern. He will never turn away someone with a repentant heart. He will never turn away someone with a repentant heart. Remember David? Do you remember what David did? And yet David wrote after, "A heart broke and crushed, you will not reject." Jehovah will never reject us. Now, if there is someone here today that perhaps you're inactive, or you're wondering if you should come back, can we just talk to you for a minute or two? We want to show you how Jehovah feels about you personally. Please, all of us, take our Bible to Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3. And notice verse 7. Written about the nation of Israel, but the same feeling is how Jehovah feels about an individual. "From the days of your forefathers, you have turned aside from my regulations and have not kept them." In spite of that, what does Jehovah say? "Return to me, and I will return to you," says Jehovah of armies. Malachi here in the beginning of this verse sums up, you know, thousands of years of Jehovah's dealing with the nation. They would forsake him, and he would bring them back each time that they repented. Friends, if you're in that state, you will never get a more loving, kind invitation. An invitation from the sovereign creator of everything, including you. It is a personal invitation to return to him, to come back to him, and he will return to you. It's an invitation you can say with your name on it, because he knows you personally. It is never too late to seek Jehovah. It is never too late to return to him. Jehovah's arms are like this. The question is, will you take the first step and walk toward him? Because he's not going to force you, but his arms are like this, because he wants to look after you. "Return to me," he says, "and I will return to you." Can you ask yourself a question? Is my life more meaningful now that I'm not serving Jehovah? Am I happier now? One sister left the organization, eventually came back. This is what she said. "I was in the world for 7 years. While I had some fun in the world, I realized that fun isn't the same as happiness. I started to read the book, Is There a Creator Who Cares? By that time, I was just part way through the book. I realized that I had made a terrible mistake. I could see that Jehovah was real and that he was hearing and answering my prayers. From that moment, I knew I needed to change my life." And she returned. Jehovah invites you to return to his loving arms, to the safety of the congregation. Why be pummeled by Satan? Satan has no love for you. The wicked world has no love for you, but Jehovah's arms are like this. He wants you to return. Why should you now consider returning? If you do return, how will you be received? Note the answers in the following video. Return to me, and I will return to you. Let's open our Bible to Psalm 119, the last verse of that largest psalm, Psalm 119, 176. Of all the things that the writer of Psalm 119 could end with, of all the things that he talked about in Psalm 119, it's interesting what he did end with. 176. I have strayed like a lost sheep. Search for your servant, for I have not forgotten your commandments. If you know the name of God, we asked you, you could tell us. If you know Jesus' name, you know he died for you. You have not forgotten. Once you know the truth, it is inside of you, and you cannot forget it. You can set it aside, but you cannot forget. So we warmly encourage inactive ones to return to Jehovah, benefit from the love of the congregation, the brothers and sisters. And remember that illustration? How did the angels react when someone comes back to Jehovah? There's joy in heaven. Imagine the immense joy of the angels. It's true, the elders take the lead in the congregation to help inactive ones or those who have strayed. But in our video, did you notice who welcomed the inactive ones? Well, it was a sister, two sisters. They saw the lady coming back in. The sisters welcomed her, not just the elders. So how can you and I help inactive ones? Well, let's consider three ways. For this, let's go back to Luke chapter 15 and those two important illustrations that Jesus taught us about Jehovah's feelings for those who have strayed. First of all, we can learn, take the initiative. This is our first point. Take the initiative. Do you notice in verse 4 again, what did the shepherd do? It says that he goes after the lost one. Did he say, well, when that sheep gets hungry, he'll come back? Oh, no. The shepherd went after the sheep. He took the initiative. Reaching out to a person to assist them calls for initiative. It takes effort to do so. And it echoes what Jehovah recorded in Isaiah chapter 35, verses 3 and 4, where Jehovah said, strengthen the weak hands. You don't have to strengthen the strong hands. Strengthen the weak hands, he said, and make firm the knees that are shaking. Say to those who are anxious at heart, be strong. Do not be afraid. Look, your own God will save you. You know, friends, we have to keep in mind that the longer a sheep is out in the world, the more Satan mistreats it. So elders, act without delay. Not just when learning of someone who needs to come back to the organization, but even when someone is about to take a false step, make sure you help them, guide them, so that they can stay in Jehovah's organization. The second point is be gentle. Be gentle. It says in verse 5 about the shepherd, when he finds a lost sheep, the shepherd puts it on his shoulders. He lifts it up, puts it on his shoulders. Does he say, oh, well, look at that. He's all dirty underneath. Oh, my. No, he doesn't even look. He grabs the sheep and lifts him up, puts him on his shoulder. The sheep may have wandered for days, maybe battered, bruised, undernourished, probably dehydrated. You know, when we're undernourished and dehydrated, do we think straight? Not likely. Well, may we say things that are a little bit off? Probably. But the shepherd gently lifts it up and carries it back to the flock. Sheep separated from the congregation are exhausted spiritually. They've been mistreated in the world. And without the protection of the congregation, they are exposed to the attacks of Satan directly. So when they return to the meetings, how can we extend tender care? Well, think back to the video presentation. What happened? What did that inactive sister fear about coming back to the congregation? Remember the look on her face? But what effect did that warm reception she received have on her? There was a smile on her face. So, friends, warmly welcome inactive ones. Confirm your love for them, that they are valuable in Jehovah's eyes and that they have been dearly missed by the congregation. Let them know that you're ready to give support, that you'll help them. One brother received this very help from the congregation. He was gone for a long time. He said this, "I feel like the prodigal son spoken of by Jesus Christ. In fact, one of our elderly sisters who was there 30 years ago is still going strong. She came up to me and said, 'Welcome home, son.' That really touched my heart. I was truly home. And I would like to express my sincere appreciation for the warmth, the love, the patience, the interest shown to me by that elder and the entire congregation. Their love for Jehovah and the neighbor and neighbor truly helped me to return to the flock." Just think, that person walks in, and that elderly sister who he remembered 30 years ago walks up to him and says, "Welcome home, son." That touched his heart. Third, be thorough and earnest. The woman who lost the coin knew that the situation was challenging, but it was not hopeless. Knowing that that coin must be somewhere in the house and within reach, she went through a thorough and earnest search. Did she find it? Oh, yes. Her effort was rewarded. So fulfilling our obligation to help weaker ones also requires effort. By working hard, you must assist those who are weak. The woman did a systematic search to find the coin. It wasn't casual. She didn't look in this corner and, oh, well, under the table here. No, she systematically looked through the whole house. Likewise, when we endeavor to regain and help a person spiritually, we must be thorough and purposeful. We must never give up in our search for inactive ones. Well, what can help us to apply the aforementioned points in imitation of Jesus? Friends, we are pleased to announce the release of a new 16-page brochure entitled Return to Jehovah. Return to Jehovah begins with a loving letter from the governing body. The brochure addresses three areas. It explains why individuals should return to God. It addresses the challenge of returning. It outlines how to return. Here's a sampling of the kind spirit in which it is written. This is on the back cover. Do you ever reminisce about the good times you had with Jehovah's people? An encouraging congregation meeting, a thrilling convention, a delightful experience in the ministry, or simply a pleasant conversation with a fellow believer? You have not forgotten Jehovah. Neither has He forgotten you. He fondly remembers your faithful service, and He is eager to help you return to Him. I myself will search for my sheep, says Jehovah, and I will care for them. I will care for my sheep like a shepherd who has found his scattered sheep and is feeding them. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered. Friends, bring the brochure tomorrow. There will be a demonstration of how it can be used. Now, do you remember Jesus' parents? They searched until Jesus was found. They looked everywhere. It took 3 days until they found him. But what joy, what relief they probably felt when they finally found Jesus there in the temple. Jehovah does the same. He is a parent. He is a father to each one of us. If you have left, please, please return to Jehovah. He will take you back. Jehovah continues to search for those who have strayed. Lost sheep need to realize that this is a life-threatening situation, but return to Jehovah without delay. What a wonderful provision Jehovah has made with this new brochure to help inactive ones. Let us do all we can to assist in this vital work of seeking and saving what was lost.
Thank you very much, Brother Jung, for that rousing and heartwarming talk.